Okay, today's famous Gemara is Nedarim Samach Vav Mabez. Nedarim Samach Vav Mabez. Some quote this as humor in the Talmud. Humor in the Talmud. The Gemara tells a story. Ahu Bar Bavel. There was a certain Babylonian that went up to Eretz Yisrael to live. Natsavitzin, he married a woman from Eretz Yisrael, and they obviously had different accents, different language. Amarla Bashili Trey Talfi. One time he said, please cook for me two Talfi. The Mefarish here says, Shnei Ragle Behema. Make me some meat. And said she made two lentils. She didn't know, they didn't understand each other. Rasachali gets angry at her. The next day he says, Bashili Geryua. Bake, cook for me a giryua. Rashi says it's a very large amount of food. Mida gadola, the Mefari says. Bashila garyua. So instead, he made her something very small, enough for the meal. Amarlah, zili azili tre butzini. Finally, he says, please bring me two botzini. Botzini are melons. Azlus va azili tre shargi. Botzina also means light. So she brought him two lamps, two neros. Amarlah, he says, zili tavriyason arisha de baba. Go break these on the head of the Baba. He means a gate, like Baba Kama. Go break these outside, I don't need them. But Habi Yosef, Baba Ben Buta, a Baba. She goes outside, she sees Baba Ben Buta, the great member of Chazal, that is sitting outside, V'kadoin Dina, and he's judging. Azlus V'tavris Yason Aresha. She takes them and bangs it over his head. She breaks the candles. Amrala Ma'ade Davadis, what do you do that for? He says. Amrale, she says, Kach Sivani Bali, that's what my husband told me to do. And she told him the story. Amar, what does he say? He does not get angry. Amar, Ata Si Ritzon Baalech, you've just following what your husband wanted you to do. Hamakom Yotzi Mimcha Shnei Banim Kabab Ben Buta. Hashem should give you two Tamidei Chachamim. Gave her a bracha. Right, the Ron says, what is this brought here for? To show us the godless of Baba Ben Buta. Right, he did so much. He knew this was Shalom Bayis. He knew this was what the husband commanded and what the wife thought that the husband wanted. The Icy Hacha Hai Uvda says the Ran, Lashminan Chasiduse Baba Ben Buta. Kiechid Icy Hacha Uvda Rav Shung Amliya, like the other stories that were brought earlier. Again, reminds us of the Sefer Achinuch, which talks about in the mitzvah of nekama. We always have to remember, we are subjects and objects. Subjects, we all have bechira chafshis to do whatever we want to do, but as an object, if something happens to us, it was meant to happen, it was out of our control, and we just have to act as a object and not as a subject in those situations and not get angry because it was, so to speak, meant to happen. So this is the story in Nedarim, Daf Samach Vav, Amabes.